The new French film, Amélie, is about a young woman who finds romance while doing anonymous good deeds. It was rejected by the selection committee at the Cannes Film Festival last year, but it went on to become the year's biggest box office success in France and also something of a phenomenon. People have reportedly begun imitating the title character, doing small kindnesses for people they don't know. Critic Bob Mondello says he understands the impulse.
Amélie barely talks to people she sees every day, so it marks a real change when she finds a small box of toys hidden behind a loose tile in her bathroom and decides to return them to their owner. The toys were left by a little boy some 40 years earlier, and tracking down the man he grew into isn't easy, but Amélie somehow manages to set up a situation where she can watch him find the box. His reaction? Disbelief, then tears of joy, then a resolve to get in touch with his own little boy, whom he's not seen since his divorce, so gratifies Amélie that she starts doing other things anonymously, like matchmaking a romance between a curmudgeon and a hypochondriac at the bar where she works, or grabbing a blind man's arm and leading him on a fabulous one-woman guided tour of the street he can't see.
Attention, hop! Tiens, l'enseigne de la boucherie Chevalier n'a perdu une oreille. Ce rire, c'est celui du mari de la fleuriste. Il a des petites rides de malice au coin des.
Amélie's little kindnesses are the sort that only work because their recipients don't know who is doing them or why. But anonymity has its drawbacks, as she discovers when she tries to return a photo album dropped by a fellow named Nino. Nino is nearly as shy as Amélie and spends most of his time collecting discarded photos, those little four-photo strips you get at booths when you plunk a few coins in the slot. Amélie would actually like him to find her, but when he asks if she's the one who brought his book back,
c'est vous?
She shakes her head no. She just can't bring herself to come out of her shell, even as she's bringing everyone else out of theirs. And as Nino leaves her standing there alone, she grimaces with longing and regret and melts in a nice bit of digital trickery into a puddle on the floor. Because director Jean-Pierre Jeunet has created a fantasy Paris for Amélie to play in, you don't worry about that too much. Jeunet has decorated every inch of every frame with the sort of witty visual jokes that were his trademark in his hilarious first film, Delicatessen, which is worth renting, by the way. Unlike Delicatessen, where the humor is quite dark, the light and fluffy Amélie is entirely upbeat, even when the heroine's subterfuges go slightly awry. The film was not created in a studio, but it might as well have been. It's so impossibly bright and colorful, free of cars and graffiti, and filled with images that would only occur to a director who got his start in animated films. That puddle Amélie turns into, for instance, and a sky dotted with clouds shaped like bunny rabbits. French critics accused the director of sanitizing the polyglot neighborhood of Montmartre, where he was filming, and that's true. All the locations, though they're real and are now featured by tour guides in special Amélie tours, have been made to look like something out of the MGM musical An American in Paris. The result would be way too sweet if the title character didn't have a prankish, ever so slightly caustic sense of humor when she's crossed. Trust me, you do not want to get on Amélie's bad side. And trust me again, you do want to get to know her as soon as she comes to a theater near you. I'm Bob Mondello.